All right, I'm recording. Beautiful. Welcome to today's masterclass 8, I believe. Wow. Is it 8? Am I right about that? Yeah, wow. I mean, that means there's really only 2 more masterclasses remaining, plus our bonus class. So we are really coming in to the final leg of our journey together. Just want to make sure that you can hear me and see me okay. Jen, I can see that you're here with me live. Can you hear me and see me okay? Just let me know. I apologize if there's a little bit of background noise today. I realize that. Thanks, Jen. Beautiful. I turned my dishwasher on this morning. And then as soon as I did it, I thought, oh, I'm running a class. That's going to come through in the background. And I've also got my neighbor across the way renovating their bathroom. So we might have a little bit of background noise, but hopefully it's nice and clear for you and it's just a little bit distracting for me. But hopefully it doesn't interfere with your audio too much. Okay. Whew. Beautiful. Thanks, Jen. Okay, so the topic for today's class is I've got a little bit of a cold. I'm pretty much over it, but it's still niggling a little bit. The topic for today's masterclass is so relevant to what I'm personally feeling and I think is actually really timely to where we're at collectively coming into this point of the year. And you may or may not be feeling this in how it's playing out in your life, but I guarantee at some point soon, you will. And we're talking about transition today, and particularly transitioning from old to new, which can mean so many different things for you. You know, in the context of our mastermind, it means transitioning sort of from our old way, perhaps, of working and making money and doing things into transitioning into working for yourself or doing what you love or sharing your gifts or being more in alignment with your authentic self. But we can also just be moving through this just as we are transforming and growing, and we're shedding old parts of ourselves, our identity, old ways that we've been doing things, old belief systems, and we're stepping into the new. There's so many ways that we can move through this transition period in terms of how this energy can play out for us. And I'm feeling it so strongly for myself at the moment. So I'm really glad to speak on this topic for you today. Beautiful Shirley saying, awesome to see you here, Shirley. Thank you for joining. She's saying, I have to leave midway as I have a 10 a.m. workshop to attend. No problem. Thank you for being here for however long you could. All right. So this transition energy is really quite big and significant at the moment. And I'm feeling it really playing out for me personally because although I'm in my business already, you know, we're always going to be moving through some form of transition as we want to expand. And what I'm noticing is I'm on the verge of wanting to step into some expansion and do things in a new way. But what I'm bumping up against is all the old ways I've been doing things and the old situations I'm still in. So this is going to be our biggest challenge with navigating a transition is when we want to be in the new, maybe we can see the new, maybe we have an idea of what we're wanting to create, but our existing current reality is still kind of the old. We're still maybe having to show up to a job or to commitments, or we've got things that have already been set up that feel kind of in alignment with our old self, the old self we're wanting to release, but it's still a part of our life. So we're still having to show up almost in that way, despite feeling like we don't really identify with that part of ourselves anymore. And so I'm really moving through this in my work at the moment in that I've got this real vision of the whole up-leveled way I want to run my business, who I want to be in my business, how I want to make money, how I want to do things. But yeah, my existing business model still requires me on a day-to-day basis. And I sort of, you know, where our struggle point comes in, and this has been my struggle point, and the frustration comes in is like, I want to let go of these old ways of being, but I almost have to keep showing up in them to maintain the existing reality I've created. So this may be playing out for you. You know, often it plays out in work situations when we want to be in a different way of working, but our existing work requires us to continue to be almost like the old version of ourselves. So I want you to know collectively, this is a massive theme that many of us are navigating. It's not an easy thing to navigate, of how to build the new while feeling like you're still in the old. You got one foot in the other. But we're going to talk about a lot of things today that will support you. There's a lot you can be doing. Your transition may take a while. It may take some time. And I know mine's going to take some time. But despite not knowing how it's going to happen, when it's going to happen, how long it's going to take, and how you're going to do it, the key thing is, and I say this in the workbook, once you start to feel the new calling at you, once you start to see those images, those visions, those desires of a new way of working, a new way of making money, a new way of being, a new life you want to create, once you start to feel that, you can't turn it off and you can't turn your back on it. And all we have, no, once the new starts to call at us, we have no choice but to start to follow it, even if it feels like it's going to be a really difficult journey to navigate. And, you know, what I'm feeling at the moment, and I wonder if you can feel this, like I'm almost feeling today, I've got this interesting sort of sadness coming up in me, which is just this sort of this little like energy in the background. But if it's part of the grief, and a lot of us will move through, and it is grief, it might sound a bit extreme to say that, but anytime we're releasing something old, we are grieving in some way, an old part of ourselves, an old life, and we're having to release things that maybe bring us safety and security and make us feel comfortable and are what we know, to take the risk to step into something new and what we're being called into. So there's just big up leveling happening at the moment, and it's not the easiest thing to move through. I just want to bring comfort to anyone who's sort of experiencing the challenges I'm experiencing in terms of how to really navigate this. So what we want to do as much as possible is create clarity wherever we can and move forward in whatever way we can. Like I said, there may be a lot of ways that you feel stuck. There's a lot of ways I definitely feel stuck in the old at the moment. But what I'm trying to focus on and what we're going to work through in this workbook and this masterclass is, what can we do? How can we step into the new? How can we use our energy and our focus? How can we create some type of transition plan that's going to support us so that at least we feel like it's not completely hopeless? We have got some things we can be doing despite feeling quite tied to where we are. Yeah, beautiful. Shirley's saying this totally resonates, and I'm feeling the calling and wanting to move through it now. And the calling for many of us is undeniable, particularly the calling for what we're being asked to step into next year. It's really undeniable, but it's also very uncomfortable when it's very new. So one of the first things, and look, we're talking about career and work here because this is sort of what the mastermind is about, but you can apply this to any situation. And I do talk later in the workbook about other areas besides career and work, but let's talk about this. So first of all, I want you to map out kind of what is the transition you're wanting to make. And for you, this might be, I'm wanting to go from working full-time in my job to part-time. I'm wanting to go from working for someone else to working for myself. I'm wanting to go from, working 4 days, 5 days a week to working 4 days a week. I'm wanting to go from this particular job to another job, but a job that gives me more time or frees up more energy, whatever the transition is. So it's a step you're wanting to take that will move you closer to where you want to go. I ask you here, what's your timeline for making this transition? And it's okay to stretch it out. I have a meeting with my assistant, is what I call her at the moment, after this call. And I've said to her, I sent her an email the other day and I said, look, I want to talk to you about how we're going to build up your hours in my business and what my vision is. And I said, look, it may take us 6 to 12 months to really get this vision and this plan up and running, but if you're willing to work with me on it and be patient on it, let's like let's start the process now. So it's okay if you can see, you know what, this is going to take me some time. This doesn't happen, need to happen overnight, particularly big transitions. But it's good just to be like, okay, realistically, could I imagine 6 months from now this could all be set up, 12 months from now, if you are wanting to go literally from working for someone else to generating your own income or doubling your income or creating new opportunities, give yourself a decent amount of time to move through that so that you don't feel like all this crazy pressure to have it manifested in a couple of months, because that's not always realistic with a really significant transitions, particularly when it comes to work and money and our lifestyle. That stuff takes time. Let me just see if I can get a bit, the light looking a little bit better. I just wanted that a little bit brighter. That's a bit better. Beautiful. What we want to work through now is, let me just see if I ask you this in the workbook. No, I don't, but let's talk about it here. What we want to do when I ask you that, what's the transition you want to make? I actually want to encourage you to spend some time thinking about what is your vision for what you're now wanting to create and step into, because here's what I've noticed. The thing that is going to pull us out of where we are and into where we want to be, more than anything, is going to be our energy and our mindset and our focus and how we're feeling. Because we can make these transitions in two ways, and both ways are going to be important. One way is to take all the action steps that are going to move you out of the old and into the new. The second way, and we need, like I said, we need both approaches, is to work energetically by shifting your vibration and aligning with the new energetically. And that naturally just starts to facilitate the process of the transition and actually causes things around you to naturally shift and change. So what I've been doing, and this is really my main work at the moment because I haven't been able to take many steps, I'm just doing whatever I can every day to get clarity on what the vision is of the new, if we're calling it the new. For me, it is a whole new, up-leveled, different way of running my business, structuring my business, working in my business, and making money. Completely different. And what I'm tapping into is a couple of things. One, the vision. So what does that look like? What would my days look like? How does the business unfold? What's my role? What's the role of my team members? How much money am I making? But I'm also looking at how do I feel? Because the new will hold a different vibration. It will feel different to your existing reality, to where you are now. And that's the key. And what keeps us stuck where we are is we want the new, but all our vibration, our energetic vibration is anchored into the old. So say I was to say my current business, and I'm going to be completely honest, my current business, let's say the feeling and energy of it at times feels quite heavy. It feels like a lot of hard work. At times it feels like a bit of a struggle, a bit of a burden. And it's tiring for me, the way that I'm currently doing things. And I can feel it intensifying and getting worse because it's ready to change. Sometimes things really intensify just before they're about to change. It's part of being the catalyst to push us into change. Things need to get a little bit difficult to push us to do things differently. So I'm feeling that play out. Whereas when I tune into and when I imagine the vision of how I want my business to be operating, my role, the role of my team members, the support I have, the structures, the systems, it feels light. I feel supported. I feel abundant. I feel creative. I feel free. Two very different energetic vibrations. So the thing that is going to pull you into the new the most is you embodying the energy and the feeling of what the new would feel like, of what it would feel like to live in that reality. That's the fastest way to pull yourself there. Then life has to shift and change to reflect you. It has to, because life is a reflection of you. And this is the biggest thing I'm you know, tripping up against is when I'm still showing up in my existing business model, how do I connect with the feelings of what that new business would feel like? And that's the work. So whatever you're wanting to create as your new, you need to get really clear. What does this look like? Let's create a vision. How does it feel? How would I feel? Like, I guarantee you, if you say, for example, have a job, a day job, and you're wanting to transition to working for yourself, there'll be two very different feelings. Working in that job versus working for yourself, or working full-time versus working part-time, or whatever it is, or doing one type of work versus doing another. So that's the thing that's going to pull you forward the most, is to get clarity on that and to spend time every day visioning and imagining and feeling and seeing yourself being that person. Because there's also different ways of being. I show up, this is where the up-level growth part, the growing pains where it's uncomfortable, I show up very differently in this business model than I would in that one. I'm a different woman. I act differently. I move differently. I think differently. I hold myself differently. So my work at the moment is to step into being the woman that's living in this reality, to be her now, even before my reality has changed. And that then brings me into alignment with that new reality. Yeah. And this is why it's tough work, because we're so used to just believing what we see with our eyes. And most of us find it really, really difficult to shift our emotional state and our energy state and embody a different vibration and act in different ways when we're still in our old reality. But we have to change first, and then life changes to reflect us. Hope that makes sense. All right. So then I take you through some sort of inner work stuff here around, I want you to look at, do you have any fears or doubts about your ability to make this transition? And have you had any inner guidance come through? And I've been bumping up against a lot of inner stories, you know, the inner stories of, oh, you've been wanting things to be different for a long time and you haven't been able to create it just yet. So what makes you think you're going to be able to create it now? And this is just an idea. It's not actually going to become a reality. All of the chitter chatter. We want to look at that, because that's going to block your ability to fully claim the new. But what does your inner guidance say about this? Because my guidance is so damn clear. And I know for any of you who are moving through this, it will be for you as well. The guidance is like, you've been preparing for this for years, and now is the time. And there's never been a more perfect time for you to make this transition, and you are so divinely supported, and this is going to come together for you, and it's going to blow your mind. And that's the voice I'm having to work to listen to. So I want you to just reflect on that and just notice, have you got different voices communicating with you, and which one are you giving your power to? Beautiful. Shirley says, absolutely, there's never a right time, and I believe in myself and I trust it will all work out. There's never the perfect right time. There's not. You're right. But sometimes we just also have the inner knowing that says, now, 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 now. Yep. Yeah, Shirley, this is to your point, Shirley, saying I feel so out of alignment in my current day job. Just like with me, I feel really out of alignment with the way I'm operating my business, but I'm still having to show up in it because I've got commitments. It requires me. Beautiful. Jen's saying likewise, I'm still out of alignment in my work too. And this is what the challenge is. So the challenge is when you're in the midpoint in between, where you've started to fall out of alignment with the old. Because you have, the fact that you feel out of alignment with it means you've changed. If you weren't feeling out of alignment with it, it would mean you were still the same person who first created it. You would be in alignment. But the fact that you're out of alignment sort of means you've stepped over here energetically. And it feels like a bit of a mismatch, doesn't it? But what has happened yet is you're not quite in the new yet. In that, you've kind of like, you're taken one step out of the old. So you're still showing up in the old, but energetically you just don't feel like that person. So you are out of alignment, but you're not quite as yet in alignment with the new. So we're in the in-between, and that's the hard part. And I relate, I'm in the in-between at the moment too. And some of you might actually, I did a podcast on transitions, maybe around this time last year, because we went through a very similar energy around this time last year that we're going through now collectively. And if you haven't listened to my podcast on transitions or haven't listened to it recently, you might find it valuable to re-listen to that. But we're in the in-between, that is, and we're in the sticky in-between part of it. It's hard. And we've got a, despite not yet having physical evidence and proof that the new is coming, we still have to hold the vibration of the new while we wait for it to materialize around us. So it's a tricky transition, but it's beautiful to hear you guys are feeling it, because I'm feeling it too. So then, look, I'm taking you through, work through the workbook based on wherever you're at, but I'm taking you through practical stuff, which can really, really help sometimes. There's both the energy work, as I've mentioned, and there's the practical work. So what I've asked you here is things like, what do you need to create or build or set up to support you with making your transition? Is there anything you'd like to have set up before you feel like you'd be ready to make a big leap or change? And then I take you through an exercise of writing out, okay, what's my old situation and what's the new situation I want to be in, and what can I see are the transition steps? So this is when we bring in a bit of a practical approach, which can sometimes just be really helpful to give us a bit of a framework, because often we're just navigating this blurry unknown, and the more that we can map things out, the easier it can be. So for me, for example, I've been doing a lot of this type of work, of being like, okay, here's my existing business or way of making money or way of working, you know, apply this to your situation. And I'm like, here's what this looks like. Here's how I do it. And here's how much money I make. Now up here, I'm looking at doubling my income. That's kind of my goal at the moment. And I'm realizing that the woman who has doubled her income does things very, very differently in her business, very differently. And so I've sort of reverse engineered and started working backwards. And I'm like, okay, what would be happening in my business? How would my business be running to generate that level of income? And what I landed on is basically is like, the only way I make more money is through me creating more, teaching more, sharing more, right? So I have to free up more time for that type of work, because I'm the sole one. I mean, obviously I can work on strategic stuff to sell more of what I've already created, but ultimately I want to be creatively prolific and I want to have a lot of beautiful things that I'm offering. And that's how I generate income, is through offering things. So I'm like, wow, this woman does not sit here in the day-to-day operations of her business for 40 hours a week, clicking around doing a million things. She's creating all week. So that's where I'm having a chat with my assistant, not a chat, a meeting. And I want to move her from being my assistant to pretty much my operations manager. Like I need her running everything outside of what I'm good at. So I need to come into my zone of genius. And I'm aware that anyone who's making the type of money I want to make only operates in their zone of genius. That's how you do it. So that, from that, a very practical way of looking at it, has helped me. I've been being like, okay, I would need my assistant doing this. I would need to set up that so it's automated. We'd need a new structure and procedure around how we do this in the business. This is how I need to spend my time. And so breaking it down from a practical perspective has really helped me. But I remember when I was transitioning out of my day job, I did a very similar thing. So yes, I was spending a lot of time visioning, and I had a vision board and a vision book, and I would imagine myself working full time and how it would feel and all of that. But I also got really practical, and I think I've chatted to some of you on this before about this on coaching calls. I got really practical and I was like, all right, if I'm going to drop down one day a week of work, how much more money would I need to make in my business? if I'm going to drop down 2 days a week, or if I'm going to leave my job altogether. Let me do a budget. Let me look at my expenses. How much money would I need to generate through my business to support me? And then I needed to look at, okay, what services can I offer? This is like real basic practical stuff. What services can I offer that would generate that money? How much would I need to price these services, and how many would I need to sell to generate that money? Then I really had to map out from a very real perspective how I could make this transition and what needed to be set up. So I had to spend a good year setting all this stuff up. I had to design some coaching offerings. I had to begin to market myself. I had to figure out how many of these particular coaching programs would I have to sell to be able to leave my job. Then I had the idea of an online course, and I thought, okay, if I can create this online course and launch that, that would bring in some income. So I worked on the online course, and this was all part of me getting everything set up to support me in making my transition. I ensured that I had offerings, I had a community I was marketing to, I had things that would generate money. And then I also lined up some part-time work in case I needed it, which I didn't end up needing, but I lined it up with some casual work that I could draw on as I needed. So that this is a very real practical part of navigating our transition too, is beginning to get things set up so we can leap. Beautiful. Shirley's saying, I'm wanting to leave my current job to find a part-time job so I can start working for myself. Fantastic. I really recommend that a lot to my clients, is it's okay to take sort of a side step. And the intention of a side step, so say coming out of a full-time job into a job that's more part-time or more casual or just less pressure, less responsibility, for example, it may not feel like, it doesn't make logical sense all the time, particularly when we're used to building a career path, which a lot of us have spent many years doing, and suddenly we're like, I'm kind of going to take this step down or this sidestep job. The intention behind it is to free up more energy, is to free up more time, is to lighten your load so that you can invest more into your dream, which sounds like that's exactly what Shirley's focusing on. And that was my process too. That was what I did. And it was like, what I actually did was my career progressed for quite a while, and I was being promoted. And then I got to a point where I could have kept being promoted, and I ended up taking, it was sort of a step down, or it was sort of a sidestep. That meant it was a job that had less responsibility, less hours, and was very easy for me to just go in and do and then go home. And the whole intention of that, you know, logically that didn't make sense to people, but I knew the intention of it was to free up time and energy for me to be building my business. And it gave me the time and energy to be able to coach in the evenings. If I'd had a job with more responsibility and all of that stuff, I could not have built my business outside of it. I would have been too tired all the time. So I had to make that kind of sidestep to choose a job that would give me, I was able to leave work at 4:30 every day in this particular job. And it meant I'd get home and I had the whole evening to study, to work with clients, to write on my blog. And I did that for a year in order to give myself what I needed to make my transition. Yeah. So that stuff's really, really important. So let's also look at now the inner transition we're moving through, because I take you through this in the workbook, and this is such a big part of this. Oh my gosh, guys, I'm feeling it. I'm processing it today, the inner transformation that's happening at the moment. And it's actually quite uncomfortable. And I think the term growing pains is a very real way of describing it. It's like the butterfly, the caterpillar that's wanting to emerge now as the butterfly. It has completely gone through a metamorphosis, and it's coming out in this new way, being like, whoa, like I can fly now. Like there's this whole new way that I can operate in the world. And it's kind of like, it's a bit terrifying. And many of us are kind of in that, like we're in the cocoon, we're transforming, we're turning to mush and rebirthing ourselves right now. And that's an uncomfortable process to move through. So I want you to reflect in yourself, what is this inner transformation you're going through right now? And it's an identity shift. For most of us, it is an identity shift. We have to change our perception of ourselves. We have to change who we think we are. We are rewiring. Whew, that's big. I had this really interesting process over the weekend. Did I say this to you already, or was I saying this in my head before I came on the call? So what I've done is I've gone onto my website and I've started to rebuild all my website pages and just really simplify them and clean them up. And I just need this new, clean, kind of very simple foundation for next year. And as I was doing it, I was deleting old pages and old template pages that I'd built and content from literally the past 4 years of my business. And I've cleared out so much. You wouldn't maybe see it looking at the site, but all the stuff behind the scenes that was being stored on the site was like literally all this old energy. And as I was clearing it out, I was literally grieving and releasing old parts of myself and shedding this old identity of this woman who... This was the woman that has set up this version of my business, but to set up a different version of my business, there's a different woman that's going to set up that next version of my business. And I'm stepping into becoming her right now. So, you know, wherever possible, we want to be clearing out and, you know, what parts of yourself are you shedding right now? What old belief systems, what old ideas about who you need to be and what you need to do, old stories about how you make money, about what makes you successful, about the way you do things, old perceptions of yourself and old identity. What are you releasing right now? And let's just shed it, because it's going anyway. We can feel it. And as you're clearing that, what new parts of you now are ready to emerge? What can you feel are the new qualities, the new ways of being, the new ways of operating, the new view of yourself and your work in the world, the new identity? Yeah, it's happening. We're moving through it. I'm feeling it big time. And I take you through this exercise around transition as well, where I get you to write your old self, your new self, and then the transition steps. So this is a really beautiful way to work through the up-leveling, is when we say, okay, old self, and you might need a bit more room than what I've given you there, but old self meaning my old ways of thinking, my old ways of being, my old ways of feeling, my old ways of operating. You know, for me, and I'll be completely honest, and I'm unpacking this massively at the moment around the way I have always done things in my life, which is for me to take on everything. It is so my tendency to carry the weight of the world on my shoulders, to feel, you know, this is very much based on what I learned about myself through childhood, but like it's my responsibility to carry everything. And it's very difficult for me to ask for support, to receive help, to delegate, to let things be easy. It's my tendency to be the one that carries it all. Jen saying yes. And that has translated into how I run my business, in that I have for many, many years carried everything and done everything and not delegated enough and not received enough support and not received enough help and done it all myself. And that has worked in terms of it's brought me to this place. I am a hard worker. I'm a hardworking Taurus. I can put my head down and my bum up. I'm not afraid of hard work and I'm not afraid of things being difficult and I will push through. And I admire myself for that. But for the woman I want to be next level, where there's much more of a queen energy to the next way I want to run my business, a queen where this woman sits in her zone of genius and allows herself to be held and supported and helped and carried so that she can rise and rise and rise and feel light and feel expressive and feel prolific. and have an abundance of energy to overflow, an abundance of energy to overflow, versus always feeling depleted by the number of things she's just trying to do. So I'm realizing that for me to go where I want to go, this old way of operating is just not going to take me there. It's not going to. And any woman that's running a business the way I want to run it, she does not operate in this way. She is not a one-man band. No, sir, no way. So I'm having to really shed this whole massive identity of Connie, of what I've learned about how we do things in the world and how we work and how we operate. And I'm having to learn what does it look like to be a woman that is so supported and that only does what lights her up, only does what brings her joy, and allows other people around her to do all the other things that are going to help her thrive. So the transition steps is everything, like I've said, is like I need to look at every area. I actually sat down and have done this, and I said, what makes me feel heavy in my work? Delegate, 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 or stop doing it. So it's those two things. Everything that makes me feel heavy is either needs to be someone else's job, and hopefully it's their zone of genius, or we just stop doing it. We just don't do it in the business anymore. And that's how fiercely I have to love and support myself now moving forward. So that the transition has been, okay, I need to go have a meeting with my accountant and get the system set up around my finances. I need to go have a meeting with my assistant and start to set up this process of her managing everything that isn't my zone of genius. I need to go I'm looking at this around the podcast, get someone who is a podcast producer who can just do the whole podcast for me rather than me sitting here learning how to be an audio editor, which I have been doing for the past few years. I need to get a good graphic designer on my team, someone who can actually create all my visuals rather than me doing it in Canva half the time. This is all the stuff I'm looking at, really real practical stuff. So looking at the different ways that you need to operate and be in the world in order to, it's even another thing. It's like I've been talking to my boyfriend about it because he's fantastic with video and audio and photos. And I'm like, I really need to just let him come in and do a lot of my video work for me rather than me always trying to figure out how to be a video editor. You know, it's like this is a whole different way of operating. I think you're getting the gist of what I'm saying there. So we need to take a really honest look at the old patterns of behavior that are pulling us back, why we're still holding on to those patterns of behavior, and how these behaviors need to be up-leveled and upgraded. And a lot of this, we just hold on to it because it's familiar. It's what we know. We've been doing it, I've been doing it for 30 plus years, a really long time. and it's hard to let go of sometimes. But this is why we call it sometimes like it's growing pains, because it's a bit uncomfortable. But it's what we know we're ready for. It's what we know we're ready for. And we have to really look at how we have to change our behavior in order to create something new, because we can't do things in the old way and expect things to change. So I take you through a few other areas of life, relationships, how you're using your time and energy. We need to look at all areas in terms of how we're transitioning. So relationships are a big one. And I'm not moving through this so much right now. I have gone through it a lot previously, but the types of people we spend time with are determining, the energy state that we're existing in all the time. I had this really crazy realization yesterday, and I still need to process it, but I realized I've got incredible friends and community of people who support me, who believe in me. Sorry, my nose is itchy. Who are holding me. But I've realized I don't have that many people in my life at the moment who are at my next level, who are making the money I want to make, and who are running the business the way I want to run it. So I'm actually looking at my community, my circle of people, and I'm like, who do I have who is an example and a role model of where I want to be? And I was like, I don't think I have anyone. Now, there's nothing wrong with that, but I began thinking yesterday, I was like, wow, I need to go meet some new people. I need to build out a community of people around me who, yes, are the people who support me and believe in me and encourage me, but also are the people who have what I want. That's why we join masterminds. That's why we hire mentors, because we need to be around people who have what we want. We need to be around people who are examples of the thinking and being. I actually said this to my boyfriend yesterday. I said to him, I'll never forget when I left my day job, and I'll never forget what got me out of there. I was studying coaching, and I knew the power of the people that we spend time with. And I walked into my office this one day, and I looked around at everyone in my office. No judgment, but I looked at two things. I said, one, we become the sum of the people we spend the most time with. And I thought to myself, I'm spending a good 35 to 40 hours a week with these people. Are any of these people people that I want to become like? And again, no judgment. There was just a lot of victim mentality in my workplace. There was a lot of complaining. There was a lot of lack and scarcity. I was working in community services, so we were very much working on limited government fundings. There was a lot of scarcity energy. And I remember thinking, these people aren't really people that I necessarily want to become like. None of them had the vision or desire to work for themselves, to, you know, do things differently in the world. And I thought, okay, no, these aren't people I want to become like. And then I thought to myself, are these, if I was to imagine where these people are going to be at 5 years from now, are these examples for me of where I want to be 5 years from now? And I remember being like, none of these people will have what I want 5 years from now. They're not even aiming for it. So I'm like, okay, if I continue to spend time here with these people, where is this going to take me? Not where I want to go. And that was a big realization for me to be like, I literally just can't stay here anymore. Now, again, this isn't about judging people for where they're at. This isn't about trying to push away what makes us uncomfortable, what we don't like. And this isn't about being like, oh, I can't spend time with you because you don't have what I want. Because I still have a lot of friends around in my life and my family who aren't working for themselves, who aren't spiritual. It's not about that. It's not about rejecting any of those people. But really looking at the power of our community and ensuring we have people in our life who are examples of where we want to go, who are inspiring us, who are uplifting us, who are showing us what's possible. We do need some of those people. And I tend to handpick my friends. I'm really like, and I've said this to my boyfriend before, and sometimes I feel a bit bad saying it, but I've said to him, I'm like, for me to determine if I'm going to go spend time with someone, I often ask myself, is this person going to add value to my life? Are they going to add value either by being just a really loving presence for me? Are they adding value because they have skills and wisdom that I'd love to gain insight into? Are they going to add value because they can teach me and show me something? Are they going to add value just because they're really fun to be around and they make me laugh? I need people to add some form of value in order for me to give my energy to them. I've begun really looking at, okay, I'm going to have to go through this process of consciously finding some people who are living at the next level that I want to be living at. Maybe I need to pay them to be my mentor. Maybe I need to go to some networking events where these types of people hang out. Maybe I need to go to a weekend workshop that's all about, you know, next level playing at business. I got to find these people, because if I don't have examples, what's inspiring me to go there? You know, and that's what I endeavor to be for all of you in this mastermind. That's why you're here. Because on some level, and it'll be different for all of you, I am an example of something that you're wanting. Otherwise, you wouldn't be here. You wouldn't be listening to me. And how valuable is it to have people that we can learn from that are showing us what is possible, that are examples, that have walked the journey of what we want to walk? We all need those people in our lives. Beautiful. Shirley, this is me today. Everyone in my office is miserable. It's tough, but we often find it there, don't we? And she's saying, no judgment either, but I just don't belong there. And Shirley's like, yep, 5 years from now, these people will still be here. And yeah, and that's okay. That's their choice. That's totally fine. But we just know that if 5 years from now, that's not where we want to be, we need to find the people that have the same vision as us. Jen says, same here, Shirley. And this group has been really helpful with my alignment because I don't have it in my current circle. And that was my biggest intention for this mastermind, is I know that we need like-minded people. We need people who are working on the same things we're working on, who are heart-driven and passionate and inspired and have visions for their lives. That's why I encourage you all so much to draw on this community, because most of us don't have people like this in our friendship circle. I definitely didn't when I started. I had to go out and really create a friendship circle of people like this. And it was a real transition and it took me a long time. And I had to let go of a lot of friends along the way that, again, no judgment. I just found that when I spent time with them, it really pulled me out of alignment with who I wanted to be. So you might find as you move through this transition through your work, there will be a transition around the type of people you will want to spend time with. And that's pretty natural. It's pretty natural. Even, you know, this has been an interesting thing for me where up until this year, all of my friends were single because I was single. And so we would all spend time together talking about how hard it was to be single and how difficult it is to be dating and all that stuff. And it's been quite a transition for me this year because I've been in a relationship all this year and I'm still spending time with all my single friends. And it's been hard for me because I haven't had anyone to talk to about how do you navigate the early days of relationship? And all my friends are still talking about dating and how hard it is dating. And I'm like, I really just want some people who I can kind of riff to about, like, you know, being in the first year of relationship and all the stuff you have to navigate. And I know I've been craving that. And that's been something I've really been looking for, is some new people that I can share these conversations with. So we're always going to be going through these transitions as we change. Beautiful, Shirley. Thank you, Connie. You're wonderful. And I'm so happy to be doing this program. Well, I'm really happy to have you here because, you know, I like talking to people who are on the same page as me, and you all are. That's my joy, is being able to have conversations about this stuff with people who really get it, and you get it. You know, but to the point about relationship stuff, like one of my girlfriends is just broken up with someone who cheated on her. And as much as I want to have compassion and empathy, I just find every time I get into that conversation with her, it pulls me so far out of alignment because I'm having to talk about pain around the masculine and being deceived and being hurt. And it's just not where I want to put my energy. I don't want to create that in my life. So I've had to sort of try to navigate how do I support her without getting pulled into that energy. It's really difficult sometimes. So you'll also find you will naturally be wanting to transition around how you want to spend your time and energy. And that was a massive one I went through, particularly when I went to go set up my business. At that point, all my friends were into partying and drinking because I was young and I was in my late 20s and that's what we did. But as I went to go set up my business, I didn't want to do that anymore because it felt like it took me away from my desire to be conscious and healthy and clear-headed and going after my dreams. I noticed this for my sister. My sister's 31 and she just has gone through the transition of leaving her job to go full-time into her business and has noticed a massive change in how she wants to spend her time and energy. She's so excited about her work. She wants to spend all her time learning about business and connecting with other like-minded people, and has just fallen out of alignment with all her friends who are drinking and socializing in that way. So you will find you want to spend your time and energy differently too. And that's important. You need to spend your time and energy differently to, you know, because what you invest your time and energy in is creating your life. So maybe you want to spend it in, you know, learning things, going to events and, you know, filling your mind with things that inspire you versus, you know, like I had to stop spending time with friends that just want to talk about drama. And I was like, that's not taking me where I want to go. So this whole transition is really looking at who you're being, how you're thinking, how you're feeling, how you spend your time and energy, who you spend time with, and the environments that you're in. And it's difficult, but really looking at what aspects of this do I need to release? What am I going to have to let go of? And what do I want to start to put my time and energy in, think about, focus on, and what will I need to feel and who will I need to be to take me where I want to go? And like I said, if you are in a situation like I'm still in it of needing to just sort of show up in your old way, our work at the moment is to do whatever we can outside of that. One, to spend our time visioning and imagining and seeing ourselves where we want to be, to find the feelings of that. What would that feel like to live in that reality, and to work on feeling that way now, even before our reality changes. Then to ask ourselves, okay, who's this woman? Who would I be being if I was living in that new reality? What does that look like? And how can I start to be her now, even before things change? How can I show up as her? How can I act like her? How can I dress like her? How can I hold myself like her? How can I move through the world as her, even while I'm having to still be in my old reality to some extent? And then from a practical perspective, what can I start to do? What can I start to set up? What can I begin to focus on? What new things can I build and get ready so that when I do want to make a change, everything is set up? Because that's really where I'm at. I'm at the building of the new systems and structures now to hold my next level. And I'm working on embodying this woman as often as I can, even though I feel like I'm still sort of operating in my old way a little bit. But I'm bringing the energy of the new in any way that I can. But this is exciting. You know, like I was saying to the women before who made this comment, if you feel like you are in an old reality, but you're out of alignment with it, celebrate that gap right now because it means you've changed. Celebrate that gap because it means you've shifted energetically. If you still feel fully in alignment with something, it means you're energetically still in that place. So if you feel energetically out of alignment, you've transformed already. And we've just got to make sure we don't look back, we keep looking forward. Because the old's going to sort of keep pulling you in, and you have to just keep turning to face forward to where you're going and just keep letting everything fall away. Just keep letting whatever doesn't feel in alignment. And remember, we don't release things that are out of alignment by pushing them away, because whatever we focus on, we continue to give our energy to and it continues to expand. We release it by taking our focus and energy off it, by being... sort of detached. That's what I'm attempting to do, is when I'm noticing I'm having to still be in the old way, I just attempt to be detached about it, so I'm not giving it all my energy, and I'm using my energy to build the new, even though I'm having to show up in these old situations. It's actually a really exciting time. I know it's difficult to navigate, but I have a feeling you're all moving through this in your own way right now. And I'd love to hear, if you do want to come and share with us, you know, what this transition is you're moving through. Come and let us know in the group, because we're all moving through it in different ways. And it's really comforting to know we're not the only ones moving through it. And I promise you, the new is coming. I really feel like just so much energetically that 2020 is such powerful new beginnings for us. Just that we've got this whole new foundation to stand on now. And we're preparing for it in these final couple of months of the year. So keep trusting in what you feel. Keep trusting in your inner visions. Keep taking the steps that are going to build the new in your life. It's coming. And it's exciting. Beautiful, Shirley. I'm glad you were able to be here for the call. Shirley's saying today was wonderful and I look forward to completing the workbook. I think some of you will find the workbook really supportive. If you've found that your transition has felt a little murky, maybe actually working through in the workbook will help solidify it and make it a little bit more concrete and a little bit more tangible and practical for you. So enjoy working through that. Thank you for being here on the call today. I hope you can relate and resonate to a lot of what I've shared, and I would really love to hear your experiences of this in the Facebook group. So let me know how you're navigating the transition at the moment. If you haven't done your October video yet, come in and say hi to us all. We'd all love to hear from you. And keep in mind, guys, our journey is close to ending soon. At the end of next month, we'll be coming up to the ending. So I really want you to think about what you want to get from this final part of the journey and fully show up for it, fully draw on me and the community and get the support you need to step into what you want for next year, because it's all ready for you. You've just got to claim it. You've just got to show up for it. All right. Sending you lots of love. Jen, thanks so much. Lots to think about, but it's really helped me understand what I'm navigating. Beautiful. Yeah, lots to process after this, I'm sure. So just take some time to reflect and work through that and work through the workbook and see what comes up around the transition you're navigating. All right, lots of love, everyone. Have a beautiful week, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye.